30 teams for one NBA Cup, the NBA Cup, or Emirates NBA Cup, if you want to be official, starts officially today as this podcast is being dropped. And we're going to dive in a little bit more into it. Balling Out, your host Sean Robinson and Grant Rhodes, you know, look into just the preview of the in-season tournaments, if you want to call it that. Just overview of the groups, give our predictions, because you have a winner for each group, plus two wild cards. Who do you think is going to win all? And then a curious question to kind of get the viewers engaged, if it'll be better than last year. So I want to get your thoughts on that, Grant. But oh, yeah. Let's get right into it. The cup, you know, like I said, 30 teams, six groups, each of five teams. And as we, you know, give our predictions, we'll kind of, you know, dive more into the groups themselves. But who do you think is going to win the NBA Cup this year?
Well, personally, I think the Thunder have the best shot right now to win it. Them and the Cavs are playing, you know, some of the best basketball right now in the NBA. I'm up there with the Celtics as well. But the Thunder, I think this is their year to actually do something here a little bit, kind of put some pieces together. I did say this earlier. Like I said, I think they're going to be, like, one of the best regular season teams. Like, I think they're going to be very, very solid. But when it comes down to the actual playoffs, like I said, I don't see them getting to the chip. Mm-hmm. However, this is still the regular season, so I think they're going to absolutely show out. I wouldn't say it's a complete playoff atmosphere, but definitely the atmosphere is different from a regular season game. No doubt about that. It definitely was there. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see kind of what impact that has. But my money would be on the Thunder for sure. They've already played good ball up until this point in the regular season. They got two losses this year. Cavs, I think, are still the only undefeated team in the NBA right now. But Thunder, up until this point, I played phenomenal. I think they are still, again, one of the most young kind of developing teams that's definitely, I think, overperformed from what people have thought. And again, they play together. They play hard. And so that's why I would kind of say I'd give the lean toward the Thunder currently.
I like that. I do like that. I think the Thunder, yeah, they have a chance. But I think another team coming out of the West could possibly be the Mavericks. We all know what they did last year during the playoffs. But I feel like, you know, their group is tough. So, you know, they'll have to definitely show out and pull all force into it. But I feel like they could be able to get it done. And coming out the East, I could see possibly, like you mentioned, the Cavs, only undefeated team. But I would not be surprised if the Pacers made another run again. Just because, you know, that's what kind of, if you think about it, last year, that's what kind of got them going. They were right where they were at the beginning of the year last year. And, you know, Tyrese was struggling a little bit. And then the tournament happened and they kind of turned it around. So I think they, you know, their group is a little weak, especially with the number one seed in their group being one of the worst teams in the league this year so far. I think you know, they could be possibly maybe a sleeper to come out of the East, at least, and compete for the, you know, final cup for it all. So,
I could totally see that. As far as sleeper goes, too, I could kind of see the Magic making a potential run. I mean, their group there, the real competition I see there, obviously, the Knicks are pretty solid. They're always going to be pretty gritty. But you just never know with the regular season there and stuff. So, they have the Nets. The Hornets are always kind of, they got LaMelo Ball, but at the end of the day, the Hornets are the Hornets.
Yeah.
76ers right now are abysmal. They're not looking great. So with that, I kind of see if they're able to get past the Knicks, you know, I could see them potentially making, you know, like you said, a little bit of a sleeper run, the Magic there. But I do like the Pacers as well, like you already mentioned there, just specifically because of the group that they're in. Relatively pretty weak, I would say, and yeah. Gives them a fighting shot.
No, for real. Yeah, they do. Let's get into the group scene, kind of, you know, look at those and then give our predictions as we go. So let's start in the East. So we have East Group A, you have the Knicks, the Magic, the 76ers, the Nets, and the Hornets. The Hornets, as we just mentioned. Sounds like you got Knicks coming out of that one.
I would probably lean Knicks, but you know, just for the shits and giggles, I'm gonna take the Magic. Let me get my sleeper.
I like it. Honestly, hot take. I'm gonna go hot take here. I would not be surprised if, you know, the 76ers are able to put something together, especially because number one, like I said, as we're recording this, the Embiid is coming back.
Yeah, don't matter.
So he is playing tonight for his first game. So we'll see, you know, what him and Paul George can do. But, you know, I'm going to lean, like, if I was betting on it, I'd probably lean the Knicks to come out of that group and easily make it, you know, to the elimination rounds right there. Group B, you have the Bucks, the Pacers, the Heat, the Raptors, and the Pistons. You don't want to hear my hot take, what I have in this one.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you got Pistons? You think Pistons could do something?
Not maybe to win the group, but I think they could be one of the wild card teams that come out of this East.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, the Pistons have kept every game for the most part relatively close. They've only blown a couple this year. So, I mean, as long as you can actually finish the game, the Pistons have a fighting shot. However, if I was a betting man, I'm not putting my money on the Pistons. I'm putting very low dollars on the Pistons. However, I don't hate that, though. I really don't. I think the Pistons are really not playing as bad a ball as people, you know, maybe put them on paper as. But they just gotta figure out how to finish games a little bit more. I don't think they're that far off, truly. Actually, I think we've seen some good things from the Pistons this year. A lot better than I'd say some people would have predicted.
Oh yeah. Not me though. Not you.
I know you're all on the Pistons. So you gotta give your flowers your way. But hey, it's also not way too early into the season. The Pistons Absolutely. Can easily go on a 20-game losing streak here tomorrow.
Hey, that is true.
That's the unfortunate truth. I don't think that's gonna happen. I'd be pretty distraught.
I'd be heartbroken. Who you got coming out of that group though? It's like the top seed, I should say.
I'm still probably I'd lean probably Pacers just because, again, they've literally gone through this before, for one. And, again, I think that division's just so mediocre. I mean, that's just, like, there's just, yeah, that's just so mid. I mean, there's not one standout team there. The Bucks are trash. I'm just waiting to see when Giannis gets traded. And where he's going to go, because that's going to get wild. But yeah, no, I definitely would lean Pacers.
Yeah. No, if I was Ben Mann to play it safe, I'd probably go Pacers. You know, like you said, the Bucks are just terrible. Heat, you know, they may be able to get a run, you know, give you a run, but I don't think of anything.
I don't trust the Heat right now. I really don't. I just don't.
Yeah.
They haven't shown anything, and I don't think they're going to show anything until later on in the season, if that's the case.
Yeah. No, I would agree. And then you have, you know, the Raptors aren't playing bad ball this year, but I just don't see them being able to sustain it as long as, you know, the tournament is. So Group C, this one is a tough one. I think
this is going to be
the most competitive out of the East, at least. You have the Celtics as the one seed, Cavs, Bulls, Hawks, and the Wizards. Like you mentioned earlier, you know, the Cavs are undefeated. The Celtics are the reigning champs. Honestly, I couldn't give you one or the other right now. It's a very hard toss-up.
I'm going to go with the Cavs. I'm going to go with the Cavs because I think it means more to them right now than it will to the Celtics. For that reason only.
That's a good point. Very good point.
I just don't. Again, I'm not going to be shocked if the Celtics like win it. Again, Celtics are just extremely talented. Probably a lot of favorites to repeat and win the championship again. However, I just think this would mean a lot more to the Cavs at the end of the day. So I think if they were to go out and win this, it just proves a little something more going down, you know, at the end of the season. So I would lean right now, if I were, you know, predicting everything, Cavs Thunder for that in-season tournament championship.
I like that. Okay. All right. I mean, you know, I like the Cavs, but I think it's going to come to a point in time where I'm not going to say it's all going to come crashing down, but they're going to get humbled a little bit, you know. I see this team, like, I know this kind of off topic from the tournament, but, like, just, like, throughout the season so far, you remember the 2015-2016 Atlanta Hawks, where they had Jeff Teague, Damari Carroll, Al Horford, all-stars? Yep. That kind of reminds me of this team. You know, they're going to have a good regular season, but I feel like they're going to run into the champs over there in Boston, and it's going to come.
Actually, yeah, that's a great comp because it's like, the funniest part is I remember actually, and you know me, I'm a Brown fan, but I bet my dad back in the day, actually, I was like, dude, there's no way. I was like, I don't think they're going to get past this Hawks team. I bet him $5. Obviously, I did not win that $5. I lost that $5. I think that's pretty accurate, though, honestly. Like, at the end of the day, like, this team is talented. Like, on paper, you look at that team and be like, you know, they're pretty good. But then you'll see who they played and why it happened. And I think that's going to be the Celtics at the end of the day. Like, and that's why I say, at the end of the day, I'm not saying the Cavs are going to go win, you know, anything.
No. Right.
But if they were to get anything, I'd say right now. However, yeah, Celtics are just dominating right now, but lean Cavs just for the entertainment aspect.
Yeah, good point. All right. So just moving on to the West, three groups again. We'll go backwards this time. So West Group C, we have the Nuggets, Mavericks, Pelicans, Warriors, and Grizzlies. Now, these seedings were based off of the last year's record. So some of these, I mean, all of these West groups are going to be extremely close, just like the regular season Western Conference is. But I think this is going to be the toughest out of them all. I'm not saying the Nuggets because I don't think the Nuggets will be able to sustain. They just don't have shooting. I like the Mavericks. The Pelicans, I'm counting them out because Zion's out indefinitely.
Yep.
But I do like the Warriors, though. Hot take. I don't know if it's hot, but it's spicy. Yeah, I like the Warriors to come out that group. I'm not going to lie. The way they're playing right now, him and Buddy, Korean Buddy right now, we're looking nice.
It's a little bit of a spicy take. However, you know, if we're talking just a couple games that really matter for, you know, that Warriors team can get hot. Mm-hmm. They can get hot. I don't hate it, but I would probably lean Mavs, honestly. I'd lean Mavs because, again, they're just talented. They're just a very talented squad. Again, this whole, I can realistically probably point to everyone except for the Pelicans, just because it's Ion, and say that they have a chance to win this. Like, I'd, you know, come out and win this division here. I'd lean Mavericks just because, again, they're playing some really, really good ball. Warriors are solid. Just at the end of the day, I'd say there's more star power on the Mavs. But that'd be awesome to see that. I want to see Mavs, you know, Warriors for sure.
I believe that game is Tuesday, yes, at 10 p.m. So that'd be Clay's first game back at the Bay, too. We got Michigan State, you know, at 6:30, and then which we'll talk about that before, you know, we wrap everything up. And then we have that game, Warriors Mavs, so that should be a pretty good one. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with the Warriors out of that one. So, and then you go Mavs, and so then we'll go to West Group B. You have the Thunder, the Suns, the Lakers, the Jazz, and Spurs. Not terrible group, in my opinion. Top three seeds, I think, will put a fight. Spurs might sneak in there. They might be a sleeper. But if I'm a Ben man, I might go Lakers. I can't lie. And the reason is the Suns, KD is hurt. Thunder, Chet's hurt. Lakers, realistically, star power, have the most star power on that team, and you know, in that group. It depends, you know, obviously on Anthony Davis. If he's out for a while, then
things can change. He banged up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things can change. But I feel like that the Thunder is just going to be able to not – they're going to struggle, you know, without a big. And that group is with lots of bigs. The Suns, you know, we'll see if Bradley Beal and D-Book can hold the fort down. You know, keep this hot stretch going. But I don't know. I hate to say it, but I do think that the Lakers come out of that group.
No, see, I don't hate to hear you say that. I love to hear you say that, for one. Two, I think the Lakers always have a chance. I mean, obviously, you know, they were there. They done this. I don't know if you've seen the banner.
Yeah, the whack banner. Yeah, I've seen it.
That was actually crazy still. But anyway, again, depending on Anthony Davis's status, I think that that's actually the deciding factor, 120%. Yes, I know Chet is out for the Thunder. However, I would personally still lean toward the Thunder. Yeah, I personally would with, again, this, like you said before at the very start, every group in the West is going to be just insane. Like, I feel like every one of them is going to have at least like two or three teams that are like, oh yeah, they could definitely do it. And I kind of would say like the Suns are that sleeper, like in that division, if you will. I don't know if sleeper is even the right word, but like, yeah, I would say, again, with the way, you know, if Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, you know, keep playing the way they have there and keep hooping, then I would say for sure, then yeah, I'd give them a little bit of a lean potentially, but I'd say Thunder. I'd say Thunder for sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, the Suns was good. Like you said, they can kind of be a sleeper just because, you know, they've honed on the defense a little bit this year, which is a lot different. Mm-hmm. So last group in the West, Group A. The Timberwolves, the Clippers, the Kings, the Rockets, and the Blazers. Honestly, this is another one. Same thing, Group C in the East. Mm-hmm. I think anybody could come out of that group except for the Blazers. I'm going to be 100% with you.
Except for who?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I could say the Wolves, but they're streaky. You know, just haven't been able to be consistent as they were last year, obviously with the trade of Karl-Anthony Towns and Julius Randle. I mean, if prayers are answered, you know, and things heal overnight, if Kawhi ever decides to come back, you know, possibly they could win it. The Kings, you know, they haven't been too bad this year. The addition of DeMar DeRozan has helped them. Rockets, I figured they were going to kind of start slow, you know, and then pick back up. But I don't know. I honestly don't have a lock on this one. So if I was a betting man, I probably wouldn't bet on this one, personally.
You'd leave it out?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know why, it just kind of, like, this screams to me like the Timberwolves are going to secure this one. Again, I think I'm very high on the Timberwolves, so I still think they're just going to put things together. Yeah, I think, again, once they kind of start figuring out exactly everyone's strengths on that team, especially I think like defensively, they're just going to be locking everybody down. Like, I think they're going to be very solid defensively there, as well as just, you know, being like on offense, they're just going to be demons too. I think that team's got the potential to do something special. So I would lean toward the Timberwolves personally.
I mean, Timberwolves is not a bad pick. I guess if I was like forced to bet on it, I'd probably bet the Timberwolves just to be safe. But you know, I could see honestly anybody but the Blazers coming out of that group.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Blazers are cooked.
Yeah, they're trash. They're trash. Scoot Henderson is terrible. Yeah. So who do you think? You said earlier, you know, the Cavs you think come out the East. Who do you think is the finalist that'll face off with them out of the West?
Oh, the Thunder. Thunder for sure.
Oh, okay. See. Okay. See. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go a hot one right here. I'm going to go Warriors.
Okay.
To come out the West. East. I don't know yet. I kind of want to say the Knicks, but they've started out slow this year, and I don't know. You know, but maybe the, like you said, the atmosphere of the incident. The cup, the NBA Cup, the tournament, whatever you want to call it. Maybe, you know, it'll change that. MSG always gets hyped, so I don't know. We'll see. But I think the Warriors can be able, as long as they can stay healthy and Steph can stay on the court, I wouldn't be surprised if they were able to, you know, get it. It would be the only thing that Curry doesn't have, so it would only be right, you know. They did it for LeBron last year, so it's still like, oh, all right, Curry's healthy now, so we kind of got to do it.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. I'd be hyped to see. Last thing before we go, you know, do you think that this year will be a little bit better with the tournament? You know, as far as like not only, you know, with just intensity of the games, but like viewership as well. I mean, last year it did pretty good.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Personally, I think this year, if anything, it's going to have the same or less viewers. Again, I don't think like it was bad or anything last year. I just don't think there was... I still think they're missing just like the it factor. Like, again, I'm not saying this is what they need to do, but like something drastic, like say the winner of like that cup, you know, whatever it is, say the winner of that all of a sudden gets home court advantage for the playoffs. Something crazy like that. All of a sudden now, I mean, personally, if I was a team, you know, if it was something like that, again, I'm going to be playing harder. Realistically, that's what you want the fans to be wanting to see. Like, they want to watch that, and they don't want to watch it at the very end of the year for a couple months. They want to watch it for, you know, the whole season. Obviously, we know today, most players, I mean, not saying they're not going hard, they're not trying 110%, but again, we see players maybe might take a day or two, or whatever the case may be. It's just... Again, to get a little bit of that atmosphere back, which we did see a little bit of. So I will say, like, the changing of the courts was really cool. I would maybe change them up a little bit. Maybe not just make them the way they were. But with that being said, it was cool to see them actively at least trying to make a change to that. So that was interesting for sure. But yeah, I still think it just, again... Nothing taken away from it. I just think it's going to be about the same as it was last year, just with nothing else really crazy being added to it. But I could 110% be wrong.
Yes. No, I'm saying that, you know, I think maybe because of just like the makeup of the groups, you know, it might be people might tune into it a little bit more. But I feel like it'll be the same as last year, you know, just overall. We'll see, you know, if the intensity at the arenas, you know, makes a difference and is, you know, the same as like last year, like we talked about. And then, yeah, I'd agree. You know, I feel like they have to do something, whether it's, you know, like you said, home court advantage. That's a good one. I'd even say like an automatic playoff bid. That's my apologies. Yeah. I feel like you get an automatic playoff
bid. Appreciate that.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like, you know, this is only second year, so I feel like they'll see how it goes. But I think they need to fix the All-Star game first before they do something else with this. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, like I just said, people want to see, you know, players go hard. They want to see players actually compete. And the All-Star game,
it's bad.
That's turned into a joke. Seriously, I stopped watching it last year. It was to the point where, like, a viewer were like, yeah, it's cool to see cool stuff, but, like, that's, like, they're genuinely just going out, like, there's no refs, like, there's nobody. They're just, you know, shooting around from half court. They're just doing that. It's just not even, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I can make some of, like, all those, but, like, they're just doing just, like, their typical athlete stuff, like, go out there and actually compete. I think that'd be way more cool to see, you know, team this or team that against whoever, you know, actually competing.
Yeah.
We've always talked about, I mean, it's the classic debate. The classic lunchroom table, you know, who's the GOAT? Who's this? All this. People want to debate about this. Who was better in their prime this? Which team was better then? And if we wanted to see, you know, like if there was actually, like, could you imagine... In their prime, you know, we're seeing, like, some of these guys compete at the All-Star game, like, just going 110%.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we grew up on.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. Like, you go out there and you look forward to, like, okay, these are the best athletes in the world out here. Mm-hmm. They're going to go out there and they're going to showcase it. And, like, that's the thing. Even, like, if it was, like, you get all these defensive stops if it was a lower-scoring game. Didn't matter because it was, like, actually good defense. It was actually just, I mean, for the most part, yeah, it was these guys were locking. It was, that was fun to watch. Now it's just turned into a joke of a shoot around. I mean, you and I can go out there and just shoot around, have some fun. You could televise it, and I'm sure I could make a couple half quarters, make it cool.
Yeah.
It's just, at the end of the day, it's just turned into a joke, personally. Again, totally sidetracked there because that's, again, just the whole kind of aspect on that, I think, needs to change personally too, but yeah, again, if you can get something even close to get like a form of competition that's still within the regular season that makes it feel like a playoff game, you need to do that. And there has to be something on the line for that. Something that actually does matter in the season, not just like, you know, $100,000 cash for these guys. Because at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. Yeah. Like money, I mean, unless, yeah, just it doesn't matter. These guys make enough money to the point where, yeah.
Not really an incentive, yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's not going to draw them out to go play 110%, you know. If you're talking about something that gets the team somewhere, that's going to force some accountability. And then now we're talking, you know, as an organization, how are you going to step up and respond?
Right.
So, no. With that, yeah, I think they just got to figure out how to do that personally.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. And yeah, last thing about the All-Star game, somebody, I forgot who said it, I saw it on social media, but somebody was like, they be hooping harder in the LA Fitness ruins than they do at the All-Star game.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like, 110%. 110%.
Yeah, so, yeah. So, we'll see. Like you said, as we're recording this, the tournament starts today, and should be good. Some good games. I think we have until it's like December is when the tournament, like the final single game elimination, will start. And yeah, we'll see, you know, who kind of goes on from there during the duration of the tournament. We'll kind of give you guys updates. Plan to, you know, look at games before they happen, and you know, give our predictions and everything like that. We'll dive into it a little bit more. But for now, that is all we have. So until then, we will catch you guys next time.